welcome to Captivate Insider. I am Mark Aspis, CEO and co-founder of Rebel Base Media. And Captivate Insider is brought to you from the team here at Rebel Base Media, the creators of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, featuring news, feature release roundups, and behind-the-scenes insights into the creation, evolution, and development of the Captivate.fm podcast hosting, analytics, and marketing platform. This show is the perfect place to stay up to date with what you can expect from Rebel Base Media's hosting and analytics team. Now, we've got some updates for you this week to the platform, plus a sneak peek of what's coming down the wire in a couple of future releases. But before I get to that, I just want to welcome a few new people into the platform. We're assigning new people up, of course, every single day. People moving in from various other podcast hosts, moving in from various different places, and of course, starting their shows completely from scratch. So a big shout out to people such as Larry Widman, to Nicole Dower, Farouk Khan, Lisa Wang, Stephen Weber, Joseph Dalton Stark, Blake Pace, Stephanie O'Reilly, Eric Goranson, Diana Duca Hanover, Dan Sinnott, Brett Wynn, and Jamie Anderson. Welcome into Captivate over the last few hours. It's really good to see you. I'm just kind of picking a few of the names that have popped up over the last couple of hours as I'm recording this. So welcome into Captivate. Now, we do have a number of releases for you this week, but if you're listening to this show and you're wondering what all the fuss is about, maybe you've not yet tried Captivate. Why did Daniel J. Lewis describe it as the Apple of podcast hosting? Well, you can try it completely for free for 7 days over at Captivate.fm. Now, coming up, we've got, like I said, some new feature releases. Nothing too crazy this week, nothing too major. But we've also got a number of things coming down the wire over the next week or two. So the big thing coming out over the next week or two is, of course, Captivate Sync, which has been our WordPress plugin. Now, the reason this has taken a little bit of time is that, number one, we honestly, it was ready a few weeks ago when we actually launched on back on the 29th of November, but we had to go through a bit of a review process. There were some tweaks that we had to make because it's going to be going into the WordPress repository. So obviously we need to make sure it's absolutely perfect. But because so many people on our podcast websites platform are going to be using Captivate Sync, so we run as well here at Rebel Base Media, we run podcast websites, which is, it's basically unlimited WordPress support for podcasters. It's a very, very high quality product. It's the number one WordPress solution in podcasting. And we link the two together. So podcast websites, of course, can talk to Captivate via Captivate Sync. But previously, in its previous iteration, podcast websites was sort of the precursor. It was kind of the little baby brother and baby sister of Captivate, where we did podcast hosting. And, you know, that's how we started in podcast hosting all those years ago, was with that podcast website's back end. Now, what that means is that we've got a lot of statistics over there, IAB compliant analytics. And for those people, the hundreds and hundreds of people that use podcast websites still for their hosting, we're going to be taking that hosting out of podcast websites and, of course, replacing it with Captivate via Captivate Sync. But we actually want to do something special for those guys. So what we're going to be doing is, of course, migrating statistics over. So what that means is that all the analytics that someone's accrued over the last 5 years, well, over on podcast websites, we're going to be moving those statistics over. So that's like the last bit of the puzzle, but that is done. We're just in the final testing for that. So Captivate Sync should be out over the next week or two. We're also going to be putting out a wonderful playlist player. So very often you want to embed playlist-based players where you can embed like one player and it will show a number of episodes. So we're going to be showing that and releasing that very shortly. And a new version of the podcast player. So we've got the embeddable podcast player, which you are absolutely loving, and it looks wonderful on websites. As a precursor to some of the other stuff that we're going to be doing with the player, we're actually releasing a slimline version of that. So a 50, 60 pixel high version of it, which is a little bit more subtle. It doesn't have things on it that you'd associate with the big player. It's a lot less in your face. Now, the big player, the main player, is wonderful. People are loving that. It works responsively on social media and so on. But of course, the slimline player will be very, very handy for people that want a little bit more subtlety, or perhaps they want to integrate it with a podcast theme that's a little bit more customizable. You know, maybe they want to do something with margins or with padding or CSS around that. So this slimline player will give the developers and the designers a little bit more scope. So that's what's coming down the wire. But what have we done this week? What have we done this week? Well, we've got what we call 4 standard updates, but then we've also got what we call an epic feature release. So I'm going to run you through the standard updates first of all. Now, there was a weird intermittent Safari drop-down bug. Big thank you to Cody Boyce and the team at Crate Media for this one. In certain circumstances, specific drop-downs within Captivate wouldn't behave properly due to a small bug in the Safari browser, okay, So we changed that. We've updated how that works and that's all sorted now. Thanks again, Cody and the team. We also made some episode level cover art updates. Every now and then, if you don't have a podcast cover art set in your show settings as you ramp up to your launch, because you can create a show in Captivate without a podcast cover art, we just won't let you accidentally submit it to Apple without that. So every now and again, and it was only in certain circumstances, you'd have a problem uploading episode level cover art because it was expecting a backup of your show level cover art. We've got around that. We've fixed that one up. So again, that's all sorted. We've also made a couple of little animation tweaks to the embeddable podcast player. So the player animation is now a little more intelligent when it comes to the status of your audio, whether it's playing or non-playing. And it's going to perform as you'd expect when you pause the player. Again, just in certain edge cases. So an edge case is basically when it only happens now and then. We were finding that sometimes a little scrubbing icon and sometimes some of the animations kind of, they were continuing to play when we didn't want them to keep playing. So again, we've just found out some of the causes of that and we've sorted that out for you. And we've also then done something around cover art because we like Captivate to be really smart. We don't like it when people get rejected from Apple Podcasts because their cover art's not right. So we've built in some more smart checks. So if you were to upload the wrong type of podcast cover art, it can result in your show being rejected by Apple. So you know when you launch a new show, if you put the wrong type of cover art in there, Apple just are going to reject it if it's the wrong size, the wrong dimensions, and in particular, the wrong color space. If you're operating in a print color space of CMYK, you'll get rejected. They only want the RGB color space. So we don't want you to get rejected. So we've made it so that our cover art sanity checker that is built into Captivate is even more useful because what it's going to do is if it detects that you upload some cover art with a CMYK color space, it's going to say, sorry, this is CMYK. You're not going to be able to upload it. Just go away and make sure that your cover art is RGB. Then just come back and give it an upload and Apple aren't going to reject it that way. But the biggest release this week is, again, a little bit more about intelligence. It's about just being smarter and helping you along with things. So we've made the podcast import assistant significantly smarter. Now, sometimes your old host will have it set that your show must only display, for example, 150 or 200 episodes in your feed. That causes problems. So we've made it so that Captivate checks your episode numbers, so it will look at the episode number tags, if it can read the episode number tags, and if we detect that your show has published more episodes than are in your feed, we'll let you know to change that setting in your old host before importing. It's just these little things that make life a bit easier. So as an example of that, let's say that you've produced 200 shows and you've done 200 episodes of your podcast, but in your feed in Libsyn, when you move over to Captivate, it's only set to show 150 episodes in your feed. We can only get what is in the feed. Captivate can only get what is in your feed. Okay, so if you've got it set in Libsyn to only show 150, those are the 50 from 50, sort of the original 50, so probably from episode 0 to episode 50, they aren't going to move over to Captivate. So you're going to have to do a manual upload or finish an import later. We don't want that. That's not the right way to do it. So we've made it so that Captivate will check and say, wait a sec, it looks like you're on episode 200, but we only found 150 in your feed. Go back to Libsyn, change the setting to a higher number to display in your feed than you have published, so 210, 220 in your feed, so that we can get to all 200 episodes, all right? So it's nice and intelligent, nice and smart. And it's just part of, you know, it's part of the ethos. It's part of what we do here at Rebel Base Media. It's how we approach things. We want life to be a lot easier for you. So that's your Captivate update for this week. Let me know if you need anything. Obviously, hit us up via support. You can do that if you're a member of Captivate or even if you are a member of the public that is not using Captivate. We've got the live chat on the sign-up page as well. So go ahead and let us know if you need anything. Thank you to Cody, who suggested that little tweak in Safari. Thank you to everyone else that has been working with us this week. And until next time, thanks for trying Captivate. Go and check it out for 7 days at Captivate.fm if you aren't on Captivate. And until next time, keep on talking.